Previously, on the podcast.
All right, hello everybody. This is Joe talking right now. This is our first podcast. We are currently unnamed. I'll set the scene for you. I am sitting in a swivel chair. On one side of a microphone, and on the other side is my co-host, of equal importance, Matt. Say hello.
Hello.
So this podcast, the first one here, is basically to figure out what our podcast is going to be. We have the entire week been separately coming up with ideas, and now we're going to sort of suss it out.
If by entire week you mean this morning, then yes.
Well, I've been thinking about it since we spoke last week. You know, you do whatever you want. Whatever makes you feel good.
All right. So in terms of setting the stage, where do you want to begin? What topics do you want to cover first?
Well, I think first and foremost, we need to talk about names.
Names?
Because, wait, let me just make sure this is a recording. Yes, it is. Okay, yep. Good. Quick look behind my shoulder. Sorry, I didn't set the scene accurately. We're sitting across from each other, microphones in the middle. Behind me is the computer this is being recorded on. General office environment, unnamed office, unnamed location, unnamed last names for the hosts. We're just Joe and Matt. That's all you need to know. So, names. We need a name so that we can tell people what this is.
Yep.
Or not think of a name and just throw this in the garbage.
Yep, that could be, that might be.
Yeah, well, get to the end of this and decide.
Well, do you have any suggestions?
I do. I have a list. Now, do you want to alternate here, or do you want me to do my list and we'll discuss?
Yeah, I think go one at a time.
Okay.
Individually, we'll alternate. And I think we need to explain the names, if there's any context or inside joke here for our vast audience of listeners to understand what we're talking about.
For our respective significant others.
And moms.
And mothers. all right.
Actually, that's not true. My mom can't figure out a podcast. There's no way.
Well, you could put it on like a gramophone.
That's true.
And wheel it into her. The gramophone is the machine that plays it.
Like old Fozzie Bear, that big bullhorn out of his ear.
Yeah, exactly. The HMV logo with the dog.
Yeah.
Okay. So my first name. Now, this is this might be difficult to decipher how I could come up with a name like this. But I think the listener can figure it out. So There's a common appetizer you can find at many restaurants, little tiny tortillas, chips, and then you got your salsa on there and your cheese, and it goes by a certain name. Now what I did was I took our respective names and then turned it into the name of this food. So I think the name of our podcast should be A Side Order of Macho's.
Macho's?
Yes.
All right, I can see that.
This is idea number one.
Yeah, Macho's.
Yes. That URL is available. Believe it or not, there is not a side order of Macho's. But at the end of this, eagle-eyed listener, if we have not decided that that's the name we want to use, feel free to snatch that up. It's available on GoDaddy. It's $9.99.
I think there's some good material there.
Yeah.
Nachos have a diversity of content. This will likely have a diversity of content.
Yeah.
Nachos are spicy. This could potentially get spicy.
And from place to place.
Cheesy. Just to get cheesy.
Yeah. From place to place, nachos vary in quality significantly.
That's true.
So this could, you know, an episode could be, you know, you go to an authentic Mexican restaurant. Every piece has the right combination of material on it. People call food material, right? That's that's a common thing.
Yeah.
Or
extra mouthful material, please.
Yeah, exactly. Just shovel it in. Or it could be, you know, you're at a Denny's and it's like, oh, I didn't know Denny's had nachos. And
I'm craving for more Denny's material in my mouth.
I came here for breakfast food, but these nachos are calling my name and they're just atrocious. And you. So I think.
All right, that's a good one. I like that one.
All right.
So I'm going to write that down. Side order. You should have it written down in front of you. So
yes, I do.
Remember that one. All okay. Most of mine are plays off of inside jokes that we have.
Okay.
Would you like me to go with a...
Now, we've never met, right?
Would you like me to go with a serious one first? Or like one of my joke ones first?
Baby, you do whatever you want.
All right. So I'll go with Am I Right? Mm-hmm. So oftentimes...
That's available?
No.
All right. So the one funny. Stipulation that
well, it's
we
available
had.
Like .net.
Oh,
dot,
no.
Okay.
Not, what
okay,
are
okay, I only have a few that...
Poverty Children.
Okay.
.com or nothing.
Okay, so here's... So I have Joe and Matt Breakdown.
Okay.
Now let me unpack this for you and explain it.
Please.
So
it's a zip file. Unzip it for me.
Yeah, unzip it. So the first... My first thought was Joe's Nervous Breakdown, which
yes.
I thought was clever... But because I'm vain, I want my name in the title as well.
Of course.
So I thought Joe and Matt Breakdown
yeah.
would allow us to break down various pieces of information and various topics.
Yeah.
But basically, I want an acronym. So it's JAM, Joe and Matt Breakdown, and the D is silent. So it's just JAM.
Right.
And
like lamb.
Yeah. So Joe and Matt Breakdown is available, and I would just assume that Jamba is available. I didn't check that.
Well, I mean, it's a four-letter URL. Those are pretty popular.
Yep.
The listener didn't see, but my eyes lit up when he said it's an acronym because
yes.
I love when you take words and take the first letter of each. Yeah. Let me break down what an acronym is for you.
Yeah.
That's the first sure. letter of
the
each word.
Are unfamiliar
yeah,
with
now, just stay with me here. It's the first letter from each word in a series of words, and then you use that to make another word. Pedants out there will say, oh, well, that's an acronymization or whatever the hell the other word is, but it's, or initialization.
Initialization,
but
that's true.
It's an acronym, shut up.
So I like that because people can say, I want to listen, let's go listen to JAM tonight. Man, there's a new episode of JAM online.
Yeah.
But then it has our names right in the title clearly.
Right, so and we could use it as a verb.
Yeah.
Let's jam. Let's
yeah.
jam it.
What are you doing tonight? Jamming.
Jamming it in my ears.
Joe and Matt Breakdowning. That's how it would work.
Yes, I like it.
So that was my go-to actual quality one.
All right.
So it's all downhill from my side.
Oh, great. Well, there's a lot of garbage on this list I have in front of me.
All right.
Okay. Well, let's get the crappy ones out of the way. So I'm going to blow through a couple here because, believe it or not, I'd like the listener to enjoy listening to this. Maybe have a chuckle. One or
yep.
two. To a reasonable degree. We don't want them going off the road if they're yep. listening to this in the car. So some of these are for comedic effect.
Yeah.
But, okay. A lot of these are plays on both our names. Instead of a laundromat, it's a laundjomat.
Laundromat.
Yes. Okay. The logo could be our two heads in like a dryer or a mm-hmm. washing machine. Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Matthew.
Yep. People love typing out long URLs. That's
yes. you're going to need a bit.ly link for that one. Jingle Jangle Jumbles. I don't know. I just like the triple J. Because my name starts with Joe, and
yep.
it doesn't really have our names in it, but it's funny. It's a funny set of words. It's much funnier when you explain why things are humorous, right?
Yeah, that's usually how jokes work.
Yeah, like, you really got to break it down.
Yeah. Just like acronyms, those are important to break down too.
Yes. Joe Fessional Develop Matt. Instead of professional development,
yep.
it's Joe Fessional. Develop Matt.
Yep. Okay.
I think it's important that if you want to visit a website, you have to really think about how it's spelled.
Yeah.
It's like, does Joe have an E
yeah.
before the F? So those are the winners right there.
All right.
Any of those you want?
No.
Just toss them back.
Nope. I don't like those very much at all. Okay. The laundromat logo I liked.
Yes.
But I'm just thinking about someone on an iTunes or... On the iTunes.
I'm not familiar with this.
Looking up a podcast and the name somewhat representing what it is.
Right.
So I think side order of...
Matt Joe's. Yes.
While not totally clear, it's a side order of something. You could probably get, okay, it's comedy, maybe it's politics, some kind of... So I like that one very
yes.
much. I only have a couple more and they're not great either.
Right.
One was Better with Beans.
Better with Beans. I like it.
You sang me a song once about everything being better with beans, right?
Yes.
Yep. But unfortunately, that wasn't available either.
Yeah.
So those people had better with beans.
It was
that already.
It was to the tune of Everything is Awesome from yep. the Lego Movie. And it was Everything's Granola. Everything is better when it's covered in beans. And I made young Matthew here laugh.
So maybe better covered with beans could be an option. But then that,
yeah.
again, has no reference to what this podcast
no,
is about.
Not at all.
And then I have another one which I wrote as during this podcast, which was saving for the podcast, because that's been a recurring theme this week.
Yes.
As we had all kinds of Class A material prepared and wasted before this began.
Yeah. I mean, that's why it hasn't been off to such a hot yeah. start.
We've been forbidden from speaking to each other so yeah, that we don't say anything potentially funny.
Lots of side eyes this whole week.
Yep.
Just angrily looking at the other person. I wish I could tell you this humorous pun, but I can't because I got to save it for the podcast.
Yep. So I haven't checked that one either because I just wrote it a second ago.
Right.
And I only have one left, so I can... actually, I have two left.
Okay. So I have two left as well.
Okay, so...
So I'll go...
Yeah, you go.
Oh, sorry, I have three.
You go next.
Okay. Unnecessary side project.
Yep. I love that one.
Yeah. And that is available.
Unnecessary side project.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah. My wife thought that was funny.
Yep.
Sorry, ladies. I'm married.
My wife.
My wife. Those are still popular, yeah. right? Borat? That came out in what, 2006?
I just decided to not... I was going to go all Borat names for this, just to drive you crazy, because you hate that I reference Borat all the time.
I think you've misjudged how I feel about Borat.
So the name may not be decided tonight. I may have to Google Borat.
Right.
But I like that one. That one's got unnecessary side project. Succinct, clear. It's not some weird mangled word like we've both been using.
Yes.
That's good.
All right.
I have another one, which again, the .com wasn't available, but .ca was. We are Canadian. Sorry.
Okay. So we've narrowed down our location to the upper part. The upper part of Canada, of North America.
And this was, this one I had was Wish Me Luck, because this is something that young Joe and I say to each other on our way to the bathroom.
Yes, as we exit the room.
Yeah, and we usually respond something like Godspeed, you know, and very infrequently in the case of something really serious, we'll text each other to see how it's going in there.
Yeah.
But I thought Wish Me Luck was funny, but again, it wasn't available in the .com version.
Okay.
More of an inside joke. I think this one's fallen up the top of my list okay. now that we have a necessary side project.
All right. Completely Trivial. That's another one that I thought, just because... everything we're going to discuss here is of no merit to anyone.
Yep.
To the outside world, to ourselves even.
Yeah.
We speak to each other regularly.
Yeah.
So
I like No Merit to Anyone is a good title too.
No merit to anyone.
That's,
yeah.
That's too self-deprecating though. I mean, we are taking some time. We're trying to add something to our collective culture.
Yes.
I would say zeitgeist, but I couldn't spit it out. So yeah, our collective yeah. culture. So I don't want to be rude to us.
Okay.
So
I'll allow it.
Okay. And then the last one I have, it's not really that funny, but it's kind of funny. I think Inside Joke with a K in the end, but the joke spelt J-O-E-K because your name is Joe.
Yes.
And that is available, shockingly.
Okay. Now, a reoccurring theme in this podcast will be me taking words that start with like a consonant and an O and replacing that syllable or that word with Joe.
Yep.
Or if Joe is already in it, accentuating the joke.
Yep.
So jokes become jokes.
Yeah. So I like it because it's an inside joke because we're two friends who have spent way too much time together and have to explain all of our references to the microphone. But also because it's vaguely homoerotic because it talks about being inside Joe.
Jomoerotic.
Yeah, Jomoerotic. Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's another one.
Okay.
I think that's actually the extent of my list.
Now, I like that one, but this is a 50-50 kind of thing. Like we're bouncing ideas off of each other. We're friends.
But it's Matt's inside joke. It's about me though. That's on the possessive.
Yeah, I feel like anything where we're gonna be doing a misspelling of a normal word is going to run, we're going to run into issues.
Yeah, okay.
When this becomes wildly popular, we don't want to be turning people away because they think joke is spelled K-E instead of E-K.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people just turn away from things and they're spelled like Kesha, for example.
Yeah.
What is that? Never heard one of her songs.
Is that a who?
I don't know.
Horton here's a who, from what I understand.
She knows what she is. Sorry, Kesha, if you're listening.
Yeah.
I'm sure that we're on the topic.
Back on topic. We're trying to figure out names here.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about this Kesha or whatever this is you're talking about.
Yep.
Okay. My final one is a couple of knuckleheads. Yeah. Now that we've discussed all of these, sorry, I have a squeaky chair.
Yeah,
if you can hear that on the mic, I apologize. I am forever in your debt. Not really my favorite anymore. I mean, we are a couple of knuckleheads. If we were in a Three Stooges type scenario,
yeah,
I'm sure Mo would call us a couple of knuckleheads.
See, I think the trivial one and knuckleheads one, I think, have other connotations. I think trivial might sound like it's a trivia show.
Right.
And then, other people, it's not what trivial means, but Trivial Pursuit, right?
But we're trying to figure out what this podcast is.
Yeah, maybe it's...
We'll just say a fact.
We'll just read the Trivial
Pursuit. Just say facts. Yeah, just say, what is this? And then you say the... Yeah.
Canada's a country.
Believe it or not. It's a constitutional monarchy.
So that's the... I would say that one has a bit of a connotation to trivia, even though it's not trivia.
Correct.
And then I think... Knucklehead sounds like we're going to be like a morning show, but like for kids for some reason, because it's not offensive enough. So it's like,
yes. Yeah. So like teen news, it's like they play teen on CBS
on like Saturday morning.
Uh-oh, here come the two knuckleheads. So I like it too. And I'm being critical of yours only because they have at least enough merit to worth discussing, have more discussion, unlike mine. So my top one, I think, is Unnecessary Side Project. Because that is vague enough that we can make this whatever we want and it still works.
Right.
And
but that was my favorite.
Yeah, and then as we become wildly popular, it'll become ironic because it's not a necessary side project.
Yes. When it becomes our main gig,
yeah,
we're just rolling down the street on 20s or whatever you say. That refers to the...
I think Ken just says that
the inch diameter of a wheel.
Yep, I would assume so.
All right. So the bigger the better, I'm assuming.
I'm not familiar with this hip-hop music that you're discussing.
I don't know what that is.
All right, so is it be voting? Is Unnecessary Side Project?
All right, all those in favor of Unnecessary Side Project, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, great. So we have a name. Welcome to Unnecessary Side Project.
Yes.
I'm Joe.
I'm Matt.
And, okay, couple...
So I have a question.
Yes.
So we mentioned in the preamble that we're not using our full names.
That's correct.
Are we sticking by this? Because I wonder if we're going to have any audience if we don't promote this to our friends.
This is true.
And if we promote it to our friends, inevitably it'll get tied back to us anyway.
Well, yeah. And both of our Twitter handles are our first name and last name.
Yeah.
So
we have literally no way to promote this other than to the ether of the internet.
Right. We're not going to create second lives for this.
Yeah.
Nor are we going to go on Second Life for this.
Oh, well, sorry. I spend too much time on there already. I can't make a whole new account.
Okay, I want to talk about that later.
You do want to talk about that later? What, Second Life?
Second Life,
God, okay. So I'm of the mind that we just try our best to not say anything that will get us fired or arrested.
Right.
And we don't necessarily say our names or put it in the title or anything like that, but when we promote it, we do disseminate it amongst our friends.
Correct. Okay.
So, okay.
I'm fine with that.
Okay, so that was my one question I had about our ground rules, so that's good. Okay, so we won't say it in the podcast, but... yeah, perfect. Okay.
All right. So this is a podcast. It's going to become wildly popular. Mm-hmm. And depending on how we operate, it will either cater to an older market or a more general market. Are we going to swear on this podcast? Because if we do, it will have an explicit tag on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the connotations of that. All of the podcasts I listen to and that you listen to are explicit.
Yeah.
You're not particularly foul-mouthed.
I think we can swear, because I think what's going to happen is we're going to decide one day to like have some beers and watch baseball or something and
host
a podcast or something like that.
Yes.
And we're going to swear inadvertently.
Yes.
And then you don't want to be editing it.
Number one thing, do not want to edit this. I want to stop this at the end and then put it on the internet.
I think if we ever cover professional topics or something like that, which there's a very little chance of that ever happening.
Yes.
We could always make a different one that's like, you know, Joe and Matt's Important Business Podcast.
Right.
Then we like don't swear in that one.
Okay.
But I think it's likely we will swear in this one.
All right. So
I think swear
should we get a few out of the way? but.
Darn it.
Dagnab. Consarn it.
No. Yeah. I think let it happen organically. I think there'll be a time where... something will happen organically. I swear all the day already. It's probably the longest I've gone in a conversation without swearing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're a sailor.
I just don't want to be restrained. I don't want the man telling me what I can say or can't say, Joe.
Right.
So I think we should swear if
so you're a libertarian, essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
You've read Atlas Shrugged.
I've actually read 3/4 of Atlas Shrugged.
Right.
I don't know what happened at the end. I don't know if they find John Galt or not. Is that the guy's name?
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to give you a spoiler.
Yep.
Atlas shows up.
Drops the world.
And he is puzzled, so he just shrugs his shoulders.
Oh, yep.
And then smash cut to John Galt.
Yep.
Single tear. Ron Paul pops up. Says, bring back the gold standard.
I really should have kept reading that book.
Right, it was prophetic. I don't, like, nobody knew who Ron Paul was at that time.
Yeah.
But, man, it's like that that book that prophesied the Titanic. There was a book that said that there would be, I forget the name of, it was some play on a large thing.
Yeah,
so it was like Gigantic or something was the name of the boat, and it would hit an iceberg off of the coast of Newfoundland. On a transatlantic thing, and there weren't enough lifeboats, and it was a book that came out a few years before Titanic happened, not the movie, not the James Cameron film, but the actual Titanic.
There was a book that came out, not John Grisham, but Tom Clancy, that's the guy who does the action books, and it was a similar thing where some terrorists flew a plane into
Some of all fears.
So yeah, that actually that.
I don't know.
Oh. You gotta be going there. That looks so sincere. It may have been him. I don't know if it's him or not, but there was also a book where that was. I mean, I'm sure there's been so many books written about everything.
Yes.
I'm sure you could find every scenario in some previous book, but anyway, that's creepy when that happens.
Yeah.
But so what I like about this particular podcast, I think we shouldn't. I don't know if we're gonna release this one first. Or do we?
We're going to get a few under our belt.
Yeah.
And then release them at the same time. So this is podcast zero. It's like when you want to get into a comic book series, but, you know, it's at issue 400.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have no idea what the heck has been happening. Pardon my language. And they release an issue zero.
Yeah.
Where it just sort of gives you a rundown. Like, this is the origin story. This is how all of this happened. So this is our origin. We are being bombarded with gamma rays presently, and we are going to become the monstrosity that is complete unnecessary. Excuse me. I already forgot the name of our podcast. Unnecessary side project that it will be
enough, in the future. See, I envision this more is when we are rich and famous and we die horrible celebrity deaths.
Yes.
And they unbury this tape in the bowels of your computer.
From my bowels.
Yeah,
I'll keep
Inside Joke is still is a possible title. No, I'm kidding.
This is true.
So when they unearth this podcast, they can air it to everyone who previously unreleased, and they can make holograms of us like Michael Jackson at the Billboard Awards, just you and me sitting here talking about
prospect of being a hologram in the future makes me very excited. I'd like to be 3D printed.
And I like the hologram over top of the 3D printing to make it look like it's talking.
I was watching Bob McCowan. The sports talk show. I'm watching the TV.
Hey, no big deal. I've been watching Bob McCowan.
Yeah, because I like watching old men discuss sports. And he mentioned on his show that he wasn't a hologram. They're making a joke about holograms. And then they're talking about how Wikipedia is edited, and within a minute, someone edited his Wikipedia page to say, Bob McCowan, not a hologram. So I like to go on the record and say, we are not holograms either. Joe,
yeah, Matt. But that's exactly what a hologram would say, first of all. second of all, Wikipedia? Is that how you say Wikipedia? Am I saying it incorrectly?
What did I say, Wikipedia?
Wikipedia.
I don't know. I think it's like Tiki Torch. Wiki Torch. But instead of
you
torch.
Make a compelling argument. I just have always called it Wikipedia.
It's probably both.
When we start getting all of our fan mail, there are going to be sides on this. Yeah. Team Wiki and Team Wiki.
Yep. There's going to be a guy tweeting me right now when we're famous, listening to this podcast, just telling me to kill myself because I said Wikipedia wrong or Wikipedia wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Back to Bob McCowan. That's the show where it's a radio show, but they film it,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
How would you pitch a show like that?
Well, I think that they're so desperate for content.
It's literally the worst. And they put it on in sports bars, where it is so loud, you cannot hear a thing. So it's three men sitting motionless, and nothing is happening.
Yeah.
And they're just talking.
Yeah. Which begs the question, are we going to eventually turn this into a video
podcast? Oh, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So scratch all that. You need to tune into the video
version.
As
soon as we can get our faces on Boston Pizza screens, it's going to happen.
I think, A, they're so hungry for content, and that show is really successful on the radio.
Yes.
So I guess that's the only reason why they do it.
And I'm sure it's cheap as hell to make.
Yeah. What I find hilarious about it when I watch it, because I'm just a weirdo, I put this channel on to listen to it while I'm doing something else.
Right.
And the little thing flashes on my screen and says, do you want to watch this in HD? And I can't help myself but change to the HD channel so I can see these middle-aged men sitting motionless.
It really improves
like,
the experience.
Yeah, amazing high definition.
If you can't see the crow's feet on his face or the lap lines or the nicotine stains on his teeth, it just it's not the full experience.
So he wears sunglasses for all of his radio shows.
Inside! And it is so dim in that room.
Yeah. Should we develop something that we do if we ever... either, I guess we can't do it like this, but when we have a video, we should have some weird quirk that makes us unique.
Well, yeah. Well, we have... I'm going to start naming off some things that are in my eyesight currently that are all around us. So we have... is that Leonardo or...
That looks like Michelangelo.
It's Michelangelo. Leonardo... Oh, my God. Leonardo's blue.
He's blue. That's not even close to blue.
I was trying to think of Raphael, but that's Michelangelo.
That's a Ninja Turtle. Are you familiar with these?
No, I thought it was the painter. the painter was not... green and 2 feet tall. It's for an action figure. It's quite large, but it is a Ninja Turtle.
This is also Lenny's Ninja Turtle. So Lenny, if you ever listen to this podcast, I still have your Ninja Turtle.
Lenny,
story.
We're not giving it back.
I'm not giving it back.
No, sorry. It's been mentioned now, so we have to keep it.
So that's gotta stay. Yeah.
Yeah. We have a paint. How would you describe this? It's not a painting.
It looks like
it's mixed
a foil.
Media.
It's a foil.
Yeah,
artist,
reflective foil
picture of a mime posing seductively on a playing card that was given to me by my friend Adam.
Yes.
And Adam, if you're listening to this, you're not getting the mime picture back either.
But we will give you the Ninja Turtle, and then Lenny can take it up with you.
Yeah, exactly. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So those are two things. Okay, those are two things I appreciate.
Yeah.
Set.
We have, I have a certificate that I gave to you, which goes back to one of the names. Oh, my voice cracked.
Yep.
That's going to be a common thing on the show.
Yep. We were going through puberty. So
yes, we are both 13 years old, and we're learning what it means to be a man. And what one of your name suggestions was the breakdown. It's a certificate that I gave to Matthew one day at work. The printer was just driving me crazy, and I was trying to do something on it. Quite a large scale job, and it was not working well, and I was going out of my mind. So once it was finally done, I printed out a certificate for Matthew and his lovely significant other, who will remain nameless just in case you two break it off, saying thank you for participating in my nervous breakdown 2012.
Yep. These are the kinds of riveting stories that our audience is going to get ready to listen to.
Yeah, it's just going to be two dudes who never really quite made it and are just trying to have some sort of semblance of coolness.
Wait,
and it's failing.
Wait, you by saying we never really quite made it, that implies we were at any point close to making it to anything, which neither of us is any
I
talent.
I broke my arm that one time and got a tryout for the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah.
And we made it to the World Series, but unlike the movie that I am basing this off of, I did not throw the winning pitch, and we lost.
I want to see a sequel to that. We have Rookie of the Year versus Angels in the Outfield, and just see who wins.
But like a knife fight? Like not baseball? just two...
Random melee weapon.
Yeah, just two young men fighting to the death in a pit, a monkey nearby.
They all become angels at the end.
Yeah, and then they head to heaven.
Yep.
That's where angels go. Unless they're from Anaheim,
yep.
They go to the baseball stadium, whose name I cannot remember.
Oh, that's all right. So you mentioned you wanted to talk about Second Life?
Yes. Remember when that was a thing?
Yeah.
so strange.
When I was in university, that was like supposed to be the next big thing. Like,
yeah.
It was going to change the world and...
Well, I mean, it's a pretty bold name, Second Life. So everyone is living, right?
Yeah. So why do
that was not meant to be a question, but it ended up being one.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
are we? Think about it.
To ask Descartes.
Yeah. I think, here's my theory. I think people like that, like The Sims, those kinds of games. They like that because they can do things in those games they can't do in real life.
Mm-hmm.
I think people have given up on that because they'd rather just live the lives of other people, like a celebrity Kardashian kind of thing. They're just willing... Even Second Life is too much effort to achieve any kind of success, so you just watch someone else's success happen.
Or failure, too.
Yeah.
Like that
too. I can agree with that, but I... It was... I think it was too much. The you know, the idea that you could do anything, I think, is limiting for people. You know, if you give people constraints, it's more interesting because they can work within them and they try and, you know, create something within the boundaries that they're given. And because they sort of had a narrower path, I think it becomes more exciting to them, and it, you know, they feel more of a sense of accomplishment. But if it's like, okay, you can go online, and if you want, you can have wings, you can have a bee. I'm essentially describing a bird. You can have talons. What else do birds have?
Eggs, nests.
Fish in a mouth.
Yeah.
Fish in a mouth. But, you know, you can do anything you want. Apparently, if I were on Second Life, I'd just be a bird. But you could do anything, and I think, you know, where's the... you know, you're not getting anything out of that.
Yeah, I guess it's weird because Minecraft's like that, and it's very successful, though. Like, people just build stuff all the time. They just turn off all the constraints and just build stupid replicas of everything.
Yeah.
So I had a Second Life profile for like a day.
Yes.
And I literally ran around and I said, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So then I never logged back in again. So right. I assume it's like you're saying if you're in Halo or something, you follow your thing and you finish the game kind of thing.
Right.
You win something.
Well, I remember doing, you know, job prep classes and, you know, watching news stories where they said, oh, all the major companies are going to be doing interviews on Second Life. And it was the wave of the future. You know, you don't have, you know, geography doesn't mean anything anymore because your avatar can go to the Samsung booth and do an interview. And the griefing in Second Life is something to behold. I don't know if you've ever seen, like, the...
No.
Just, like, a rain of phalluses that they can just make happen anywhere. Just giant pink penises just falling from the sky on everyone and everything. And
if they get you the job, you go above and beyond.
Yeah.
I'll make rain penises for you.
Yeah, I'll make it happen.
Yeah. All right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Is there any other housekeeping you want to cover?
Well, I think we should very briefly touch on some ideas we have for segments.
Okay.
Things that we'd like to do within the podcast. So the original idea when I spoke with Matt about this was, you know, we'll have sort of a half hour length podcast. Within that, we'd have maybe three segments around 10 minutes each. They can go longer, but 10 minutes is sort of the minimum. If it doesn't work, we bail, we move on to something else. And we'll try and flow organically to them, but it'll probably end up with me saying, hey, what about this? And then we just start talking about some ideas that I had were so both you and I have visited a website before, www.reddit.com.
Yeah.
Reddit.
Yeah.
Like
Wikipedia. It's
Reddit. Yeah. Reddit. We've been there from time to time, and there is a subreddit called Ask Reddit, and on there essentially they ask questions and they say, hey, what would you think about this? So I was thinking, when we do a podcast, we visit the site that day, we pick the top link and we answer it. We're not going to put it on the internet, we're not going to answer it online, because that's just going to open ourselves for critique. We want all the e-karma to come over the radio waves here.
So you're saying just that top question, or do we, like, debate the answers, or we go through all the questions?
Well, I think we take the top one, and we just sort of, we talk about it for a bit. It's like, this is my idea on this, or, you know, if it's what was your favorite experience, or some, you know. That one might be typical, because, you know, Ask Reddit is so cyclical that from week to week, the top question could be the same, but just worded differently. Matt is pulling this up on his computer presently.
Yeah, well, I think the cyclical nature of that is not going to be lost on us, seeing as our content will likely be a smattering of Borat, Star Trek, and Star Wars jokes.
Yeah, we're just going to repeat this episode, right? We're going to print out a transcript of this and then just reread it every week.
So actually,
slightly different intonations.
Your idea actually worked really well. I'm going to make sure I look at the microphone. Right now, the top question on Ask Reddit is which movie has the most likable villain. You could probably go on for a while with that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we should at this moment. I'm
right.
Just saying,
yeah, we'd need some prep work.
Yeah.
Because I cannot off the top of my head think of a likable villain.
Yeah. What's your go-to icebreaker line? at a party. That's a good one. That's turned to just a bunch of pickup line jokes, I think. But yeah. The villain one works.
If you were to ask my wife what my favorite pickup line is, she would say, "You do not have pickup lines. You're completely oblivious of everything."
Yep.
Apparently, my wife had been hitting on me for several months, mm-hmm. and I did not pick up on any of it. So the fact that I'm a married man...
When she hits on me, I pick up on her right away.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. You know, as long as she's happy,
yep.
that's the most important thing for me.
The best thing with this is we're now 35 minutes in, which is good.
Yes.
And we'll see who really loves us if they get to this joke, because you know someone will make a comment about it. And we'll know if they actually care enough to go 35 minutes deep into
maybe
this.
Maybe they'll roll in every couple of minutes. Yeah. Okay, yeah, we get it.
Yeah. All right, I like that idea. That's definitely a good segment, I think.
Yes.
We could probably do, like, legit entire podcast just answering the kinds of questions. Although,
I think so.
But that's a good one.
You could have themed episodes.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, that's a good one. What other ideas do you have?
Well, as we do not want to get fired because of doing this podcast, as we are both gainfully employed currently, but most of our conversations deal with complaining about our place of business.
I've never done that. I don't...
No, well, okay. Let's say hypothetically you had problems with where you were working from time to time. If you wanted to complain about it, you can complain about it, but you put yourself in a different role. So, I had a real tough day at the office, but instead of the office, now you work at an auto shop. So yeah. Pretend that you are a mechanic, but complain about the things that are upsetting you. But I feel like now this might be a little risque now that we're...
Yeah. Wait, well, I think if you mean talk about things a mechanic might deal with, like a damn guy took my wrench today.
Wasn't my original intent.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's now that I'm saying it out loud and this is real.
Yeah.
Maybe no.
I'm going to shy away from that one.
Yeah. All right. That's fine.
Seeing as the majority, and by majority, I mean my only friends are my coworkers.
Yes.
I don't want to alienate anybody.
Yeah.
Let's skip that one.
One of them is in the room with you.
Yeah, so literally.
You know, how many are? Two?
I work with this idiot named Joe, and he's so difficult to deal with.
Right.
All right, let's skip that one. It's another Joe. Yep.
I had a bunch of ideas, and now they're gone. Do you have anything? sport.
Yeah. Well, I think I was actually going to ask about sports, because I find the more you know about sports, like the more encyclopedic your knowledge is about a particular sport.
Right.
The richer your conversation is.
Yes.
I can't really say with any confidence that I know enough about any sport except maybe the UFC to have a meaningful discussion that anyone would want to listen to on a podcast.
Right. And I know nothing of UFC.
Yeah. That's one of our problems. I think we could watch a game. We could do like a live event as a like lark to watch a game and talk about it.
A lark? What is a lark?
I don't know.
Like a lark?
Yeah, like as a lark, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like it's a joke.
I thought it might have been another acronym. No, we discussed that earlier at the podcast.
As a LARP.
As a LARP. Yeah, it might be a live act. Yeah, I'll be casting spells on you and lightning bolts.
We could watch a sport and comment on it, but that seems... That's out there. I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like we're trailing on now.
Yeah, well, I think when it comes to sports, the thing is, if you wanted a sports podcast, you'd probably go to a sports podcast. Not two guys who barely know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Probably can't even name every team in the league we'll be discussing.
Right.
So, all right, well, we have a couple of good ideas here.
Okay, well...
We got a name figured out.
We've got a name. UnnecessarySideProject.com is going to be the URL. I'm going to pick that up tonight. And I'm going to say that brings us to the end of our first podcast. So,
fantastic.
Matthew, as always, it's a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure, Joe.
And tune in next week. Although the next one will probably be released at the same time as this one. We're going to get a few under our belt. Yep. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, I did. I enjoy myself.
Okay.
Now that we're rich and famous, that's when this one will get released.
Yes.
Famous and rich. I apologize to every celebrity who's now probably flamed out, meaning Kesha. Please don't sue me and to take my...
You got a real hatchet to bear with? Is that a phrase?
Hatchet to... I think we're definitely out of time.
Yeah, no, we're barely speaking English at this point, so...
No, I enjoyed this. I think we're good. We have a name.
Yes.
I think we're good.
All right, well, thank you everyone for listening. This has been Joe.
Matt.
And Unnecessary Side Project, and we'll see you in a week.
Bye.
Thank you for your patronage. We will see you next week.